When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So, today we've got a little bit of a Mother's Day special, in an odd way. Today we're going to talk about the minimum wage, and why the climate to get the minimum wage raised to $15 an hour, why that may be changing, why that may become more likely, because it's for a very odd reason, not one that you might really think of. Moms may be the reason it changes. The United States thrives on consumerism. These major companies that have often pushed back against raising the minimum wage, they survive on consumerism. What is the one thing consumerism has to have? Consumers. In order to maintain the current level, we would need a fertility rate of 2.1. That's replacement level. Some estimates put it as low as 1.6. Now, that's not going to do for these big companies. They're not going to make it on that. But see, here's the weird part. If you talk to moms and you ask them how many kids they'd want to have, and you figured the fertility rate based off of those surveys, it would be 2.6. We'd actually have a growing population. So, why do we have a gap between the number of children being had and the number of children moms want to have? Biggest reason? Financial considerations. It's one of those weird things where if these large companies want to continue to beat LY, make more money than they did last year, well, they're going to have to spend more. They're going to have to raise wages. So in a really bizarre twist of fate, it may not be President Biden signing an executive order to raise the minimum wage of federal contractors, or him saying that nobody who works 40 hours a week should live below the poverty level, or getting behind a $15 minimum wage. That may not be what matters. What matters is probably going to be the thing that always matters. The bottom lines of these massive companies. And if things don't change, and change quick, they're going to start to see shrinkage, because there will be less consumers to purchase their products and services. Biden's statements and stances and symbolic actions, yeah, sure, it'll help. Certainly won't hurt. But at the end of the day, when you were talking about economic considerations, it's always the bottom line that matters. And if companies want to continue to grow, they can't have a shrinking population. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day, and happy Mother's Day.